Welcome to Ancestral Medicine for Modern Times. My name is Dr. Jonathan Flores, and I'm happy to be your guide on this journey. I am a physician and shaman. For over 16 years, I have devoted my life to the shamanic healing studies with ayahuasca and San Pedro cactus. The work with patients from all over the world led me to create the SEET method, Comprehensive Emotional Therapy Method, which combines powerful native ancestral knowledge with modern life coaching techniques. Recovering your natural power, reconnecting with your instinct, breaking with all patterns that hold you back. Hi everyone, here we are again with a new episode, a combo episode with my wife, Sofia Vixiano, here sharing with you a very beautiful point of view we have found this week. We were observing during these quarantine days what has changed for us the most, and what is beautiful we have found it is that we have encountered that everybody now is again reconnecting with the cycles of life, and not especially to talk about death, no? It's about the connection with, for example, the seasons, no? But before talking about the season, it's like now we can see that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, it's the same. So like it's no difference. And we are developing our skills in online now, in order to start, everybody is looking, you know, to change the way they were working now that nobody can go outside. So all the online activities have increased a lot, no? So everybody has this challenge now to find themselves how a path and a way to develop. Some people is studying, some people is continuing studying, some people is doing work connections, some people is creating platforms for their business, etc. But even everybody is doing this and they try to set a calendar, but at the same time the reality in every time they wake up at home and they go to sleep at home and they don't go out like normal, like before, to work or to do something outside. So everything must be done at home. So the days has no difference because we stay at home. The difference was when we cannot stay at home as much as we wanted because we have to go outside to do something. So what is interesting now that we are now at home every day. So this connect us with the cycles of life of what is going on in this moment, and especially we cannot go out. For example, here in Ecuador we have special days to go out with your auto. We have to there is an order through the number of your vehicle, of your car, and set by the government, and there is a police control, military control, so the movement is very restricted. So you have to go out just for a specific things, like looking for pharmacy or hospital, for food, and nothing else. Then you must not be outside. So here is we're having difficult times in Ecuador. It's not the view is not very good, especially international. But it's not so awful in all the country. Only in Guayaquil it has concentrated the most cases of sickness, but here outside where we live, 3 hours from the city, from Guayaquil, we haven't heard from one case of coronavirus in this month. But what we are connecting now, so what is happening now? What is happening is that we are starting to see that nature has changed. We have seen animals that normally you don't see. We have seen the other day we saw a lot of butterflies getting out from from where we were looking. It was a tree, but behind the tree was getting out like a machine was producing like infinite butterflies and launching to the air like, and you are seeing like a cloud of infinite butterflies flying. You know? Even the kids saw it and say, "Oh, look, Papa, there is a lot of butterflies. Where do they come from?" And this was not in my 6 years I have been living here. I never saw it before. This is new. Maybe because there is no very few cars going around. There is almost no smoke, almost no noise. Everything is very silent. What do you think, my dear?
Hi, good evening. Here is evening. I was listening to you, and for me it's like it's amazing as you were talking. We are living now a new time where we are like almost realizing that we live in a live being. We are not the only ones that are alive here. There are things happening outside of us, outside of our brain, better say. We are realizing that there is a time and a rhythm of the time that it's not about us and our schedule or our work or our activities. Like, time is changing, and the most of us, we are realizing that is the time to go to the club, or time to go to pick up the kids, or time to go to the work, or my time of yoga, or my time of doing fitness. The time is changing for our point of view also. Our mindset about time and how we spend it is changing. So I think that we are actually reconnecting with the natural rhythm of the earth. That could be very, it's new, so could be sometimes annoying and uncertain. It's good to say uncertain. It's well said. Could be sometimes we could confuse this uncertain or this new thing with something bad. So our head start to think that what is happening to me? What, this is weird. Something like weird is happening. Something rare, different. I don't have anymore my schedules, my time, what I know, the things that I used to be. I don't know how to say it, actually.
What was working for me before?
Wasn't working, but what I actually know, something that was familiar to me, you know, like something that I know since I born. Like my mother and my father used to work and go to the, I don't know, maybe the gym, or maybe another parent's meditation, or another parent's gathering with friends or whatever. But we are used to have this schedule since ever. So now we are like in the middle of the unknown. We are living like actually being witness of the movement of the day, the night, the seasons that are changing now. So we maybe are getting more sensitive about, and about the equinox and the solstice. Maybe we don't know it about information with our mind, but I think that for sure we are feeling it. And this is new, because our attention is not on the daily schedule anymore, because the daily schedule is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. So a new thing is coming. A new thing is awakening inside of us. Some memories about the way that our ancestors used to live in connection with the natural rhythm of Earth. And actually, the movement of the moon, the phases of the moon, change us. Every week we change. We have another energy working through us. And that changed almost everything about us. It could change our body, it could change our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and the way that we used to think of something change in the other week, because we are being affected by the moon, and so we can have new point of view, or we can decide to go towards something that we don't used to before. So now we are getting very sensitive. So what do you think about that, about going back, come back to the roots, to the animal being, you know, like connecting with this instinct and the thing that we are maybe starting to feel more than before, because our attention is not in our daily schedule anymore. So now we are like more here.
More
than
in the present moment.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What do you think about, what you can realize about that? Are you agree?
Yes, totally. Also, everything is now, there is two questions. Also, what's gonna happen? Also, and the other question is, what I'm going to do now, so while I try to figure out, or while we get clarity about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't ask this question for me. I don't ask what's going to happen, because there are many, the multiple scenarios for tomorrow. Future, it's not something that we can control,
mm-hmm.
but we can create.
Yes.
So like you were saying now, the importance of being here on this present moment is we cannot know what's gonna happen tomorrow. We will know if we are gonna die tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
O sea, like, this is something that, because we worry about the coronavirus, but a person from the town, the last week, it dies because it was taking a shower and with the soap slipped and hit his head, was a man, and he was done, kaput, finito, finish. So death is in the corner waiting for us all the time. So there is nothing that is for sure. So like, people is paying so much attention now to the death of coronavirus, but
mm-hmm.
people still die for many things now. So the presence of death allowed us to connect with the present moment. In this present moment, what we're going to do now, what we're doing now,
mm-hmm.
because that is our future.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can say, okay, I was doing something, and now this something I was doing, now it doesn't work with me because I cannot go outside. So what you can do inside? So how you can develop, how you reinvent yourself in this moment? So it's like the opportunity of rebirth. Now that we're talking about the cycles,
mm-hmm.
it's like even the cycle now, even the earth now is resting from us.
Mm-hmm.
We are resting from us also.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So what we're going to, so now that we are resting from us and we discover and we realize that we have been a little bit intense with ourselves and with the world. What now that we have to eat our intensity in the quarantine, in the lockdown. Uh-huh. So what? How? We can observe the changes that we need to do in order to create a better atmosphere,
mm-hmm,
for our own reality, for our own life, and for the people that surround us in our closest intimate circle.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to check this, so I believe our attention must be focused in what is happening in our closest now, mm-hmm, not in our far now. Because now it's about unity, it's about teamwork, it's about supporting each other, it's about connection, it's not about egoistic movements,
mm-hmm,
individualistic movements.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're respecting quarantine, because we are respecting not to collaborate with the contagious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay home, it is for respecting the others and respecting the elders, not to spread this,
mm-hmm,
this virus. So it's about thinking in the other. So now, for the first time, in an obligatory way, in an authority way, came a virus and say, now you must think no more in yourself and you must think in others.
Mm-hmm.
As you think, as you give the importance to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't open this consciousness, so we will not find the answer. So the answer is not egoistic. The answer is the answer to go out and to transform ourselves is universal. So what we can do for others? For example, we are creating now a three-week healing journey, helping and supporting people. And just for free in this moment, just for helping and to open, to give a service in the benefit of all, because if we understand that we are one species,
mm-hmm,
one human race, and as a human race, we can collaborate with fear or we can collaborate with a harmony, with happiness,
mm-hmm,
with tenderness, with calmness.
Yes.
So I decide, so I say, from my home, what I can do for my family and for the world. Yeah. So how I can support. So from there is the path in this moment to focus. And also, how is my relationships with my family? How is my how is my relationship with myself?
Mm-hmm.
How is my relationship with my work? How is the relationship with my family? How is the relationship with my life? How I have been living? How I have been behaving myself?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have respect my contracts with me or not, and or with others?
Mm-hmm.
And then now we need help from all of us in order to get out from this, from what is going on.
Yes.
We are remembering now that this is affect globally all the countries that this virus is affect is how. What is happening in other part of the world, what happened in China, how now affects to all the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter where you are living, what language you speak, what religion you practice, whatever we do affects the other later or sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So if we understand this, so we can come back to the present moment that this quarantine is inviting us, and we can see now how I can collaborate,
mm-hmm,
with harmony, with peace, with joy, and stop connecting with the fear and spreading fear and,
mm-hmm,
chaos and, I don't know, disinformation. What do you believe?
Yes, you were talking about like the I don't know if it's to say the mindset of the energy that is going now, So for me, it have to be it's a very feminine or female energy that is now working in the world. I don't know if in the universe, because I really don't know the whole universe, but I can say that in this Mother Earth where we are living, from my point of view and what I'm feeling with my instinct, is that there is a very powerful female energy working. That is, I'm not saying that male energy is not supportive, but this energy that you are talking about collaboration, about nurturing, it's a mother energy. It's a caring energy, an energy that takes all the children and feed them and calm them and tell stories to, so they can get to sleep in peace and harmony and feel comfortable. It's the healthy part of the mother energy, and this is what is happening to us. We are all waking up in us this beautiful nurturing energy, this beautiful caring energy, caring for others, just for the joy and the pleasure of taking care of the others. And this is beautiful. It's actually a very powerful moment for healing. We are being able of take care to others. We are not anymore this acting like the most of the human race I'm talking about. We are not anymore acting like this teenager, angry and yelling, just asking things. Now we have been like stopped, like slow down, and look that there is something happening. So we have been like putting like a limit, you know, we have been like really limited. I don't know how to say, but what I mean is like we are really realizing from another part of ourselves that was maybe sleep or maybe not so strong. There is the part of taking care of others, just because not for some selfish intention. So for me, it's very powerful what is happening. And also that you were talking about, that we are being forced to get into, this is very, very interesting. I'm really curious to know what is going to happen later, no? Well, because we are like almost in a uterine phase now. We are like inside of the uterus. Something interesting is happening inside, and we are like in the middle of a like metamorphosis and really, really creating a new being. Something, and it's sometimes it's something like awkward, you know, like something is happening, and there are parts of us that we don't know anymore. And there are another part, new part, that we don't know how to use, or what is exactly that, what is supposed to what we supposed to do with these parts, new parts, how we can use these new understandings. And we are just figuring out in the middle of all this transformation. So it's very strong, and at the same time it's all the magic happening. So the only, I think that the only advice that I could have to myself and to every people that I care, is that you have to trust, because it's something bigger happening, and the only thing to go through this is just going through this. You don't have to do anything, just going through.
But how you can trust if uh-huh. you know what's going to happen, if you cannot control, no? Because most of the people trust because they have a sense of control, but mm-hmm. now they cannot control. They cannot even know when the quarantine is going to stop.
Uh-huh.
So how they can trust?
how they can trust? Trusting.
I am asking you this because you're talking about trust.
Uh-huh.
So I am asking you how you can advise them to trust, to find this trust inside.
Well, yeah, the first part, of course, yeah, I understand that. There is not easy to trust if you don't have, we can say a path, or something where, or someone or something that you can give yourself, something bigger, when you have, you believe or you have the this trust to give yourself.
For example,
could be it for different person could be anything, you know, like it's, for me it's a path. It's the trust that is something bigger than me that is holding me. For example, in our tradition, it's not my native tradition, but the tradition in my path that I have been adopted, that is the ancestral medicine, is Great Spirit. And all the teachings and all the lessons that elders have been giving to us, and all the traditions that we used to practice in order to connect with ourselves.
In this spiritual path that you practice, where Great Spirit is, how you find the trust?
For example, what I practice is I do Kung Fu every day, for example. And for me, this is part of my essential daily life, because it starts to give me Kung Fu, give me like straight, and also for me is the way that I could really achieve to meditate, because I have a lot of energy. I am a very, very a person with a lot of energy inside, and I'm always in action. For me, it's very difficult to get still, like sitting down or whatever. I'm always doing something. And the one of the most beautiful practices that I have been learning through you is Kung Fu, because it's a meditation but a movement. And for me it's perfect because it really allow me to be in the present moment while I'm moving. So it's beautiful. So it's also a very good exercise for my body. So I'm getting stronger, actually. I can realize it. And also I'm not getting tired every day. I have full energy. So I know, I trust, for example, that I am able to work the things that, I don't know if something happens that I have to start working and developing something new, I'm ready, because I'm practicing all day in the daily life. So for in other things for me.
So for you, you will start about with the body. So your trust start by building your creating the enough movement in your body, practicing. There are different techniques. You mentioned Kung Fu, could be yoga, could be walking, could be biking, hiking, or sea, anything that you call movement helps you to connect with
trust.
With trust.
Yes. Yes, but actually how I start to build trust in my life actually was through the sacred ceremonies and my first encounter with the divine, or what the Great Spirit, or with the supreme energy, or the fountain, or whatever you want to call it, God, and the sacred medicines and the spirit, and some beautiful and old spirits that have a lot of knowledge that made me realize that there are bigger things than me. That sometimes I forget about it. In the daily life, sometimes I want to control everything, and I really think, like in the illusion, that I'm in control of something. But I in deepest in myself, in the honesty, I know that it's that is part of my human condition. And I more and more in the I'm being able to go out of this illusion and laugh about and give myself to this trust again, you know. But actually for me the first step in my life when I start to trust in something, it was when I start to develop ceremonies, when I start to assist to ceremonies as a patient, no, like drinking medicine.
So you say when you find a connection with your heart and with the Great Spirit, with this, or let's say with this energy that is beyond our understanding, you start trusting.
Yes.
Why?
When I found the connection.
Yes. Why? Why the spiritual path is important in order to help you? Because it remembers you that you are a spirit.
Yes.
And you're having a physical form. And this is a reality we're experiencing, but we are not all this reality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are a manifestation of this reality. We are spirits, like one philosophy, like no filo, ¿cómo se dice filósofo? One thinker once says, "We are spirits having a human, we are spirits having a human experience, and not humans having a spiritual experience."
Mm-hmm.
So we are spirits having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
So when you connect with the divine, the divine helps you to remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a spirit.
Yes.
And this world is a spirit world and it's full of spirits, but we have the manifestation of the body, and the body is the vehicle, is the car, is the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
That allowed us to manifest the divine manifestation of our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you mentioned the body. Why the body is very important is because the body is so a healthy body.
Uh-huh.
It means that the spirit is all the time moving this body, and it's creating beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So with the movement, with your thoughts, with your words, with your expression towards life,
mm-hmm.
you manifest and create your reality.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to trust, trust is a creation of us.
Mm-hmm.
And untrust is the same, because you're believing in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you're believing, you're realizing that you don't control. But what you control? We don't control anything.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing, when we are conscious, and then all the automatic process of our body, our hair grows alone. Our process of the cells of replication and getting older goes alone, sometimes faster, sometimes it depends on our style of life, but everything works without us asking us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We are just observers of this life, so it depends how we stand and how we observe. So the spiritual path teaches you and makes you aware about how to use
it. I'm having like it's amazing what you're saying. I'm traveling. I'm having a journey for saying this. It's amazing. Continue, please.
So you realize all this, and what you're mentioning is correct. But having the unity of this, what we call a spiritual path.
Uh-huh.
So you feel the trust, and it's correct for everything what you have said. The only thing that was missing is that you have to remember your spirit.
Yeah.
And then everything has the sense. Why the movement? Why connecting with life? So the Great Spirit is life. Now we can say, not to enter in a metaphysic understanding now in these moments, because there are many way of connecting and a way of understanding your belief and the belief that you want to follow. But there is one holy truth, that there is a great energy called high vibration, this love. So the divine is the manifestation of love.
Mm-hmm.
So the connection with love, when you move, you are loving your body. So when you love your body, you are trusting in life. When you eat healthy, when you choose wisely your words, and you
mm-hmm.
stop being violent and start respecting life,
mm-hmm.
you're respecting yourself, because you recognize you're part of something that is bigger and is all connected, like a whole organism that is moving together as one. So we are not alone.
Uh-huh.
And we are totally supported by all of us.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we're doing this.
Yes. And that's what we were talking about, that everybody is like getting it in one or another way, and it's acting in a supportive way. You know, that's what we were talking about the virus and what is happening now with all these people, all of us, that
uh-huh.
we are like realizing it, maybe not with the clarity that you are realizing, but we are getting it in some of another way, you know, that this virus is like attacking a big organism that is all of us together.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So we have to act like one
uh-huh.
in order to win this like battle or,
uh-huh.
or this thing that is happening, you know. So that's what is getting into a bigger consciousness. And actually, not only people that have a spiritual path, just people that want to help, but maybe there are people that are not practicing a spiritual path, who are not connecting with any spiritual practice, but just by the act of being human, they are like reacting as a part of this big thing, and they are being supporting and helping people in from their place, you know. So it's amazing what you are saying, because it's what is waking up, the big consciousness.
So now it's important, so the best advice and that we can do for ourselves, and also we can share that we are doing, because we cannot say what to do to
mm-hmm.
the other, but we can share what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance, I asked one time in a ceremony, I was in Uruguay having a ceremony, and it was my time to go to the toilet to have my relief. And while I was in the toilet, I had a vision in a moment, and I asked the medicine, why people have so much trouble that are very simple to solve, and they complicate so much. Why they are like this? I do not understand, I say in the bathroom. And the spirit talks to me and say to me, why you believe that you are like who you are? Why you are calm? Why you are feel like okay, like happy? And I say, because I am beautiful being, I am happy, I love to enjoy life, and I hate to complicate things, I love things more practical. And the spirit said to me, no, it's because you are supported and holded by a spiritual path. You are walking a spiritual truth that elders and other men and women has walked before than you, and they left these memories, so you can learn it and be protected and walk the way you are walking, and to help the way you're helping people. It's not because you are beautiful, it's not because you are a happy person, it's because you are walking truth that masters, that elders, keep for the next generation. And you were paying attention and you learn a path and you're practicing, and that is what is protecting you. So I encourage you in these moments to find a spiritual path, because that is where a very good way where you can get a very strong immune system.
Mm-hmm.
There is a saying that the other day a female master said to me, if God is with me, who could be against with me? Who can win me if God is with me?
Mm-hmm.
So great was the faith, is the faith of this woman, that she stand with this powerful phrase, if God is with me,
mm-hmm.
who against me?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow. It was astonishing. It's like, wow, the power of the faith, the power of the divine, the power of believing in love. There is nothing more powerful than that. And of course, we have to take care, and we have to be careful with all the instructions that we learn about the behavior of the virus, for sure. But the most, what is going to hold us and help us to be calm, and even don't care about how long is this, you know, to stand, because maybe the world can change,
mm-hmm.
and how we do business, and how the way we understand how money works will change. Many things will change, but the respect for the other, that has nothing to change. Your values, your core values,
mm-hmm.
that is where you stand. That doesn't change.
Mm-mm.
The establishment will change. Maybe the presidents will change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the politicians will change. Maybe we'll not need a government later.
Wow.
Because there will no place, no money to pay the president and the politicians. No? And maybe a new race of politicians will come, no?
Influenticians.
So we need to remember that whatever it happens tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
the essence doesn't change,
uh-huh.
and it remains,
mm-hmm.
like the beautiful truth that you find in many ancient spiritual path that has 5,000 years,
uh-huh.
of age, and is still being now more true than ever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So this is our invitation,
uh-huh.
to all of you,
yes.
that we share from the heart of our home,
uh-huh.
in an intimate conversation.
Amazing conversation.
You want to share something else?
No, I think that it's all said. For me, it's beautiful always to listen to you, and also feel you, how you can actually put things that could be so deep in a way that you can look it so simple, because this is the magic. The simpleness of the deepest. So for me, it's amazing. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here. I mean, this house. So no, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Thank you very much for share. And for me, it's a pleasure to share from my place. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you very much for all of you for listening us, actually, no? This is a very beautiful way to spread some point of view from this little place in Ecuador.
With so much love and humbleness.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.